It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good evening from Bearcat Arena. It's the home opener for the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team as the Bearcats come in with an 0-2 record after a couple of losses in Wayne, Nebraska over the weekend. They will be facing an NAIA team, the College of St. Mary, coming in with a 6-0 mark so far this year. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, despite a pair of losses over the weekend, they played real good quality opponents, and I think it was one of those weekends where they learned more in losses than they would have maybe in blowout wins against some easy opponents.
Well, you talk about playing good quality opponents. They lost to Wayne State Saturday night. Wayne State came into the game ranked 12th nationally, and then on Friday night, a loss to Northern State to open up the season, a 25th ranked team in the nation there, so two very good teams, and it's a group right now that will be growing together this year. A lot of new faces coming into the program. Coach Smith is very happy with the players that he's coming in, and you like the attitude that they've had so far. But again, early on, they might take their lumps against some good teams. But as he says, it's important to be peaking toward the end of February, 1st of March, when you get ready for that MIAA tournament. Hopefully, the Northwest women can qualify for that. But again, some good things came out of last week. I think one of the things, it looks like they should be much improved as far as a rebounding team. And they've got, overall, they're just going to be a much more athletic team than what we saw them last year.
It seems like Coach Smith has been able to recruit the athletes that will work with the style of basketball that he wants. And really the only thing that you can do from this point is just gain experience on the floor. And the practice floor can only do so much, so games like tonight are very valuable for this team.
Yes, it is, and they've got several games coming up in a short period of time. You've got tonight, then this weekend, the Winstead-Reeves Classic, where they have two more games in a two-day period of time. So a lot of floor time for these girls to get to know each other. Again, they've got some individual talents right now. It's time to just try to see if they can come together as a team and mesh with the players that are coming back from last year as well. And that takes a little bit of time, but so far I think it's been all positive from what we've seen out of this women's basketball team.
The Northwest Missouri State women will face the College of St. Mary Flames tonight. The College of St. Mary out of Omaha, Nebraska. We're back with more after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Brown's Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Open 24 hours, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value. And from Northwest alumni Vinnie Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or 816-806-7777. And from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back out at Bearcat Arena as we get ready for tonight's women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and the College of St. Mary out of Omaha, Nebraska. It's the beginning of a fun week of both basketball and football this week. And John, you talked about the women's team home tonight, several games coming up in a short span, five straight at home, as a matter of fact. So there's going to be a good opportunity not only for the Bearcat women to get to know each other, but for Bearcat fans to get an early season taste of what they're going to see out of this women's team.
And that'll be good. Now, that, you know, they went on the road this past weekend. Coach Smith thought it's good to start out on the road like that, and nothing else to go on the trip. You room with some players, a chance to get to know them a little bit better and bond on the road trip. Now you come home, we play five straight here at home in a short period of time where you can really get to know each other out on the floor as well, and the fans can come out and watch this team that I think is going to be an exciting team to watch as this season goes along. So a very good aspect as far as the scheduling from that standpoint. And then it's not too long before you get into the MIAA portion of the schedule. So they've got a lot of things to do between now and the start of the conference season, but a good chance to do it right here at Bearcat Arena.
Northwest Missouri State and the College of St. Mary, just a single game tonight, a women's matchup here at Bearcat Arena. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from the city of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingaLake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from East Hill Shopping Center at Belden Frederick and St. Joseph, East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back on the pregame show before tonight's home opener for the Northwest Missouri State women. Joining us is Northwest head coach Michael Smith. Coach, we've talked in the last couple of weeks that you're excited going into this weekend because you're going to see good competition and learn a lot about your team. What did you learn this past weekend?
Well, we had opportunities to, you know, fold up, I guess you can say, over the weekend as far as playing two top 25 teams. And, honestly, Matt, I really feel like we played three really good halves of basketball. You know, that first half against Northern where they just kind of come out and just kind of got on us. I mean, they're a mature club. I mean, they had, I think, five or six seniors on their team, preseason player of the year, you name it, 24-win season last year. I mean, I told our players we're not going to use that as an excuse, but we're going to know where we're at after this weekend. And, so we went in and we played with them in the second half, I think, dead even as far as scoring is concerned, total scoring, but we'd already gotten ourselves in a hole in that first half. But, and then how we responded on Saturday, I was extremely proud of as far as going in and playing, you know, Wayne on their home court, which is a very tough place to play. And, another 28-win team from last year, an NCAA tournament team. And, we battled till the end. We had pulled it within one, two times under the five-minute mark left in the game. And so, you know, right now probably our biggest concern, and it's not even really a concern, it's just a matter of time, and that's offensively gelling. We've got new faces. We've got a new system that we've implemented. You know, we kind of had to cater to what we had last year. And this year we were going out, and I'm like, we're going to do it the way I want to do it. You know, we've recruited some players that fit that. We've got some good kids coming back that have kind of fit into that and accepted it. And, you know, we were just struggling. We didn't shoot the ball very well at Wayne. Offensive rebound-wise against Wayne, we did a tremendous job. You know, Ariel Easton led us in scoring and had I think, 8 boards total. But just her leadership, I guess, just she could have played an 80-minute game if she needed to without subbing out. That was just her mentality, and that's what you want to see out as a senior. You know, I mean, technically she's kind of a sophomore to me because this is only the second year that we've been around each other. So, as I mentioned, defensively we're really going to rely on that, see where we're at tonight defensively. But and offensively we're going to kind of hope as it goes because we're still trying to figure out some matchups and rotations and, you know, certain things like that that most teams are trying to figure out this early on in the season. But I like this group. I've said that from day one. Our kids know that. And so I'm just excited to see what kind of energy we bring tonight in Bearcat.
And talking about gelling offensively, is really the only way to do that to be out on the game floor and get those things figured out?
You know, I do, because in offense everybody knows everybody's tendencies. They know everybody's we each know each other's plays. You know what I mean? So it's I've had the opportunity to work, be an assistant under a lot of good head coaches. And one of the things that they always taught me was, is, you know, they said, Michael is, the best teacher is just getting out and playing, just experience. You know, that's usually the best teacher, because you can't reenact things in practice. A lot of people think you can, and you can't. I mean, you can try to the best, but, you know, as far as like out of bounds plays with 2 seconds left on the shot clock, or you need to get a full court in 3.5 seconds, you know, what are you going to run? Well, I know what I'm going to run, but I don't know what the defense is going to run. You know what I mean? So you can, I don't want to use that word assume, but you can presume that you're going to have an idea what people are. But until you get out there in the heat of the moment, it's really hard to really react to what a team throws onto you.
I know your excitement level through preseason practice was a lot higher. You could just tell even your energy was higher, ready to go. Is it still that same way after you get through the first weekend of actual games now?
Absolutely, because I think our kids opened up themselves' eyes as far as, hey, we can play with anybody if we can play with these two teams that have been in the NCAA tournament the last couple of years. And they're both picked to finish, I think, second, third in their conference, you know. And so I think just little things like that, and you and I have talked, a lot of it is just confidence with our players. It's just them seeing for themselves we can play for them. We're, you know, we can get stops on the defensive end. The ball's going to get in the hole. It is. It's going to fall in the hole at some point in time. There's no doubt about that. But we've got a few things that we need to work on, and we've got a tough opponent tonight.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More information is available at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis's services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarryvilleMo.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Jock's Niche Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jock's Niche offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at jocksniche.com. And from Schreck Auto in Maryville, Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville. Support also comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at bearcatlanes.com. Also from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, and delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show.
Pregame Show.
Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at Bearcat Arena, getting ready for tonight's matchup between the Northwest Missouri State women and the College of St. Mary. First, a look at the starting lineups for the Flames. Again, coming in with a 6-0 record this year. Their head coach is Chuck Brewer in his seventh season on the sideline for College of St. Mary. Amir Davis is a 5'4" senior out of Titusville, Florida. Transfer into the program from Cook Community College in Nebraska. Tiffany Lewis is a 5'9" senior, also out of Titusville, Florida, also a transfer from McCook Community College. Shelby Heeman is a 6-foot junior forward out of Amherst, Nebraska. She transferred to the College of St. Mary from the University of Sioux Falls. Tiffany Anzalone is a 6-foot senior out of Omaha, and rounding out the starting lineup for College of St. Mary is DeAndre Young. Young is a 6'2" junior from Mims, Florida, and she transferred to Omaha from the University of Florida. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State and head coach Michael Smith, again, the Bearcats coming in with an 0-2 mark on the season, losing to Northern State Friday night 73-49 and Wayne State 56-48, with both of those games played in Wayne, Nebraska over the weekend. Samantha Hurst is a 5'7" junior out of Harrisonville, transferred to the Bearcat program from Kansas City, Kansas Community College. Over the weekend, she averaged a couple of points and one rebound a game for the Bearcats. Ariel Easton is a 5'9" senior guard out of South Bend, Indiana, in her second year with the Bearcat program, transferred in last year from State Fair Community College. She led the team in scoring against both Northern State and Wayne State with 14 points Friday night and 19 against Wayne on Saturday. Also had 8 rebounds in each of those games. So she's averaging 16.5 points so far this season. Taylor Scholl is a 5'8" junior guard out of Mount Pleasant, Iowa, averaging 5 points and 2.5 rebounds a game, but has dished out a team-high 8 assists so far this year. She had 6 of those assists to lead the Bearcats in the loss to Wayne on Saturday. Timber Schechinger, one of the returners for Northwest, a 5'10" junior from Manila, Iowa, averaging 5 points and 6.5 rebounds a game. She did pull down a team-high 9 rebounds against Wayne State on Friday. Shelby Mustaine is a 6'2" sophomore post player out of Jefferson City, coming off a very solid freshman campaign a year ago. She averaged 4.5 points and 3.5 rebounds through the first two games for Northwest over the weekend in Wayne, Nebraska. So Northwest starting Hurst, Easton, Scholl, Mustaine, and Schechinger for the matchup against College of St. Mary tonight. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get you ready for action in this women's matchup at Bearcat Arena right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Also from KFC, Located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville, KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers a daily buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor riverwalk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest units and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, just a few minutes away from the start of tonight's women's home opener, Northwest Missouri State and the College of St. Mary. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Senior forward, number 21, Tiffany Lewis. From Amherst, Nebraska, junior forward, number 32, Shelby Hemmings.
We mentioned it a little bit earlier. It's the start of a busy week for Northwest Missouri State as basketball obviously now in full swing and the playoffs beginning this coming weekend for the Northwest Missouri State football team up north. And, John, that means a busy schedule along the Bearcat Radio Network as well.
That it certainly does. It all starts Friday and what essentially will be a doubleheader with William Jewell, although the men and women will be at two different sites. The men will start things off Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock as they face William Jewell, part of the Hillier Classic in St. Joseph, an event hosted by the Missouri Western. Will be on there at 4:40 with the pregame for that from St. Joseph. 5 o'clock is tip-off time. Then we'll go right from that game to Bearcat Arena as the Northwest Missouri State women tip-off with William Jewell Friday night at 7. And, again, you can hear both of those games live along the Bearcat Radio Network Friday evening. Now, on Saturday, of course, it's Bearcat football. Noon is airtime with Bearcat game day. 1 o'clock kickoff from Duluth, Minnesota, as Northwest will face Minnesota Duluth in the opening round of the NCAA Division II playoffs. The Northwest women competing in the Winstead-Reeves Classic on Saturday afternoon here at Bearcat Arena. Ironically enough, we'll be facing Minnesota Duluth women's basketball team. That'll be a 4 o'clock start. That'll be a webcast on Bearcat Network, as we will have that on KXCV.org beginning at 3:30 with our pregame before the 4 o'clock tip-off. And immediately following the Bearcat football game, or shortly thereafter, we'll have the Bearcat men's basketball game with Rockhurst, again part of the Hillier Classic in St. Joseph. That is scheduled for a 5 o'clock tip-off. So all that coming up on Friday and Saturday right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
So we're set to get it started here. The Northwest women with their first of five straight at home here tonight as they take on the College of St. Mary. John mentioned the Winstead-Reeves Classic this weekend as part of those five straight at home for the Northwest women. They'll also face the University of St. Mary out of Leavenworth next week and Rogers State University out of Oklahoma before starting conference play just after the 1st of December. We're set to get underway. Shelby Mustaine in the center circle as the tip won by DeAndre Young for the College of St. Mary. They'll work from right to left at the first possession of the ball game. On the left side is Davis. Davis works it to the wing for Heyman. Heyman will go over to the right side. Lewis now back left. A three on the way from Davis, too strong. The rebound tipped around. Loose on the baseline. It hit the baseline. It is off of Timber Schechinger and will belong to the College of St. Mary.
Hey, you mentioned College of St. Mary 6-0 coming into tonight's game. One of the advantages any high schools have, they can open up their season a little bit earlier than what Division II schools. So sometimes early in the season, you might see an NAI team come up and maybe knock off a Division II team that you might not expect.
And a pass out top results in the first foul of the game. Shelby Mustaine called for that foul. So an inbound coming for College of St. Mary, baseline right. Looking in the lane, the bounce pass taken away. The steal by Samantha Hurst. Northwest with their first possession. Ahead to Ariel Easton. Easton to Hurst on the right wing. She'll work it to Mustaine. Free throw line now. Top of the key, Hurst. Over to the left side on the wing for Scholl. Scholl with a crossover. Brings it out between the circles and resets the offense. Now we'll work it right wing to Easton. Middle of the floor. She'll dribble to the left wing with it. Bring it top of the key. Schechinger on the drive. Right side of the lane. Shot good and a foul. Timber Schechinger will have a three-point play opportunity for Northwest. A foul call goes against Shelby Heyman for College of St. Mary. So Schechinger will step to the line with one free throw opportunity. Her first attempt of the season did not go to the line while they were in Wayne. And the free throw off the back of the rim, the long rebound to Heyman for College of St. Mary. Amir Davis will bring it up the floor for the Flames, working it over to the left wing. Now to the baseline on the drive, shot up and good off the glass as she got by Ariel Easton to get the first 2 points of the game for the Flames. Ties it at two, Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Schechinger down the left side of the lane on the drive this time to the baseline, cut off, spins, kicks it to Easton, left corner. She brings it to the wing, into the paint, up with the floater. It's too strong, rebound tipped around to the floor, and DeAndre Young will come up with it for College of St. Mary. Allard will go to Davis. Bounce pass between the circles right. Lewis has her pass tipped. It's taken away as Scholl comes up with the loose ball. She'll have an open layup the other way. And Northwest Missouri State takes a 4-2 lead. Cross midcourt on the left side. Amir Davis will work to the sideline. Now on a give and go to Young. Gets it back. Cut off inside the paint. Kicks it out to Young. 15-footer up and good for DeAndre Young. First points of the game for her, and it's a 4-4 tie. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball, 18:03 to play in the first half. Scholl with it on the right side. Gives it up for Hurst. Hurst will bring it toward the top of the key. Trades places with Scholl. Drives to the baseline. Goes high post to Mustaine. A couple of dribbles. A kick-out pass for Schechinger. Too tall. Sails out of bounds, and it will belong to the College of St. Mary. Just over 2 minutes into it here at Bearcat Arena. 4-4 game. College of St. Mary out of Omaha, Nebraska, as we mentioned a moment ago. Northwest will also play the University of St. Mary out of Leavenworth coming up next week. Pass to the high post. Young squares with her heels on the three-point line. Pass down low, tipped away by Schechinger, picked up by Mustaine. Gives it up to Scholl. She'll bring it up the right side of the floor. Now to Schechinger, top of the key, left corner. Drive for Hurst. Hurst up with the shot. Good off the glass for Samantha Hurst. Hurst makes it a 6-4 game. Northwest Missouri State with a lead. Three different Bearcats, each with a bucket here in the first half. Now a drive by Davis. Kick out left side. A three from the wing. That one is no good. The long rebound chased down by Mustaine. And we've got an injured College of St. Mary player as Amir Davis went down. And looks like the left leg, I don't know whether it's an ankle or a knee. She's starting to untie her shoe and now retying it. Looks like maybe trying to tighten it up. So wondering if maybe she didn't roll an ankle or something, but she's going to get some help up. And we'll head over to the sideline under her own power, although favoring that left leg a bit.
One thing I like so far out of the Northwest women in this game in particular is it looks like a little bit more quickness on the defensive side. They've got three steals already and doing a good job of just pestering College of St. Mary defensively. It looks like it's going to be a more aggressive type of team than what we've seen out of them the last couple of years.
Peyton Hagen checks in her place, a freshman out of Bellevue, Nebraska. Now pass over to the right side, knocked out of bounds. Tiffany Lewis hustling defensively to get a hand on it. And so an inbound coming from Taylor Scholl for Northwest Missouri State. Out to the top of the key, gets it to Tanya Meyer, who also checked in during that last dead ball. Over to the left side, Scholl up with a jumper, no good. Rebound on the backside for DeAndre Young for College of St. Mary. Across the timeline comes Hagen. She'll work it over to the left side of the floor. Now gives it up on the wing to Lewis. Inside to Young at the high post. Young tried to go back to Lewis. Tipped away by Easton. Trying to pick it up in the paint was Timber Schechinger. She was knocked to the floor. The ball goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest Missouri State. Into the lineup for the Bearcats, Bailey Smith, the 5'6 freshman out of Columbus, Nebraska. Smith averaged a point and a half and a rebound and a half a game, so three total over the weekend in each of those categories to start the season. On the left side is Easton. Easton at the top of the key now works it to the left wing, Schechinger. Down low, pass goes to Meyer. Meyer through the lane, shot blocked away by Young. Meyer gets the rebound, gives it up to Schechinger. Now over to the right side. Smith took her eye off it, but chases down the loose ball. Scholl over to the right wing, left open, takes a three. Got it. Taylor Scholl knocks down the three. She has 5 points. And it's a 9-4 game, Northwest Missouri State on top. 4 minutes into it here at Bearcat Arena. Now between the circles is Peyton Hagen for College of St. Mary. Works it onto the left side. Tiffany Anzalone on the drive into Young. Young with the jumper in the paint from six is good. DeAndre Young with 4 points. And you can tell College of St. Mary pretty much just going to feed Young all night long inside. 9-6 the lead for the Cats. Pass to the left, tipped away, but Easton picks it up, knocks down the three from the left wing. Ariel Easton with her first points of the night. 12-6 the lead for Northwest. Left side, Anzalone tries to go into Young, overthrew the pass a bit. It's tipped around. It goes off of Young. Gives some credit on the backside defense by Tanya Meyer, and Northwest Missouri State forces a turnover and will get the basketball back.
Okay, Northwest is doing a very good job being aggressive defensively, forcing turnovers, coming up with some steals, and really like what we're seeing out of them defensively so far.
Left side, Easton brings it to the top of the key. Now down the right side of the lane, triple teamed. Her pass is tipped, and it's picked up by Peyton Hagen. Hagen will slow before midcourt as Easton try to work to get the ball back. Pass ahead, left side for Lewis. Lewis on the drive, cut off, brings it back out to the left wing. Now a bounce pass goes by Young, picked up by Schechinger. She'll give it up to Scholl. Top of the key. Over to the left side. Stops jumper from 10 off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped. And Hagen will come up with it for College of St. Mary. Cross midcourt. Middle of the floor. Picked up between the circles by Bailey Smith. Tried to go right. Spins. Brings it back left. Hand check foul. Going to be called against Bailey Smith. It'll be her first second against Northwest. And it brings us to a timeout. 14:38 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State with a 12-6 lead over the College of St. Mary. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at maryvillemo.org.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 12-6. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the College of St. Mary, 14-38. To play in the first half for Northwest during the timeout. Another freshman checking into the lineup, Elizabeth Finn, a 5'7 freshman out of Bettendorf, Iowa, onto the floor to see her first action this evening. Inbound comes to Peyton Hagen for the Flames. Over to the left side of the wing, Justice Ross takes a three off the right side of the rim. The rebound tipped out toward the sideline, goes out of bounds. Two players after it. The last one to touch it was Shelby Alberry for the College of St. Mary. So Northwest Missouri State will have it. Good effort defensively so far for Northwest. Good hustle on that end of the floor. It's helped them out to a six-point lead so far. Out top of the key is Meyer. Works it right side, Smith. Smith trying to get it back to Meyer at the high post. Does. Now a kick out on the right wing. Finn will bring it top of the key. Over to the left side, Smith takes a dribble to the baseline. Up with a six-footer off the right side of the rim. Meyer with the rebound. Kick out to Schechinger. Now between the circles, Northwest resets. Finn gets it back over to Schechinger, right wing. To Easton, top of the key. Swings around to the left side. Finn with it on the wing. Top of the key, Easton. A three on the way. Good. Ariel Easton with her second three of the game. She had two threes over the weekend in Wayne in both games combined, and it's a 15-6 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Young with it out beyond the arc on the right wing, guarded by Meyer, brings it out top of the key, Hagen. Hagen goes between the circles, Alberry with it. Now over to the left side, a three on the way for Ross. It's off the back of the rim, and the rebound chased down by Tanya Meyer for Northwest Missouri State. Ahead to Easton, left wing, another three on the way. That one's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped and controlled on the backside by Shelby Heyman for College of St. Mary. Hagen takes the outlet, the point guard, met by Bailey Smith between the circles to the top of the key with the pass to Heyman. Now inside to Young. Young bumped from behind as she received that pass. Foul is on Tanya Meyer. That'll be her first. Third against Northwest. Maggie Marnin checking in for the Bearcats, along with Alexandria Blaurock. Marnin, of course, missing last year with a knee injury that she suffered in the preseason practice before last season. Out between the circles is Shelby Heyman. Takes the inbound, hands it for Shelby Alberry. Alberry gives it up to Hagen, right sideline. Hagen guarded by Samantha Hurst, and now an illegal screen is going to be called against the Flames, so Northwest Missouri State will get it back. Shelby Alberry called for her first, second team foul against the College of St. Mary.
Well, you know, I see Martin back out there. No, that was tough for her last year to have to sit out due to that injury, but back out there this year, coming off the bench early in the season. I imagine it's going to take a little while yet for Martin to get acclimated being back out onto the floor, but again, she adds an awful lot to the inside game for the Cats.
Andrea Christensen checks in for College of St. Mary. Pass inside to Martin. Turn around, shot off the glass, no good. Got her own rebound. Ball knocked away. Players dive after it, and it's off of Martin out of bounds on the baseline. Martin trying to fight off Shelby Alberry for that board, and College of St. Mary will have possession. Samantha Hurst will pick up Hagen at midcourt. She works it to the right side of the floor, spins, tries to go back left. Ariel Easton tips it, nearly got the steal, stepping in front of Justice Ross. It goes out of bounds into the scorer's table, and the Flames will inbound. 12:29 to play in the first half, 15-6 the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Inbound on the left side for Ross. Ross will give it up to Alberry. She brings it between the circles. Spinning back and forth, now picks up the dribble, bounce pass inside, picked up by Christensen, turnaround shot over Martin, no good, too strong. Martin there for the rebound for Northwest. Outlet works ahead to Samantha Hurst on the right wing for the Bearcats. Top of the key, Easton fakes on a three, goes on a drive this time, tries to get it down to Blaurock, who bobbled the ball. It goes off her knee and out of bounds, and College of St. Mary will get it back. Amir Davis back in the lineup for the Flames. 12:05 to play in the first half, 15-6, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Across midcourt comes Davis, who went out with an injury just a few minutes ago, but obviously back in the lineup, and now Hurst reaches in, gets a held ball call, and Northwest Missouri State will get possession. Taylor Scholl will check back in for the Bearcats. For College of St. Mary, Tiffany Lewis and Tiffany Anzalone both back on the floor. Now Alexa Shaw, a 5'9 freshman out of El Dorado Springs, Missouri, checking in for Northwest Missouri State.
Seeing both coaches go to their bench early on here, and I think one of the things when you look at a team's early in the season, they want to see who they have on the bench to kind of get into a set rotation as the year goes along. So kind of an important time for some players who might be on the bubble with getting some playing time.
In the corner, Blaurock brings it to the wing, now goes on the drive, went up with the shot, and it's blocked away by Shelby Heyman. The loose ball picked up by the Cats to Easton, left corner, three on the way, nothing but net. Ariel Easton with her third three of the ball game, all of her points coming outside the arc, 18-6, Northwest lead. Over to the right side on the wing is Lewis. Northwest tries to get a trap over there, and now on a no-look pass from the block, a layup by Andrea Christensen. Makes it an 18-8 game. Northwest with a lead in the ball. Just over 11 minutes to play in the first half. Scholl with it on the right side. Dribbles down to the corner. Working against a man-to-man defense. Easton top of the key open. And another three. Easton knocks it down. That's four threes in this first half for Ariel Easton. College of St. Mary will take a timeout. 10:55 to play in the first half. 21-8, Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the College of St. Mary. And, John, you can tell, even not just on the game floor, but when you see Ariel Easton out and about and around, warming up, all that sort of thing, she's just at another level of confidence this year, and you can just see it in the way she carries herself.
I think of all that stems from the offseason. Coach Smith talked about the job she did and really was instrumental this summer, bringing a lot of the new players together, working out together early in the morning, going through a lot of the strength training during the offseason, and just working with the different players and just pick up games and things and kind of organizing a lot of that to where I think she's really become a team leader in trying to bring everyone together, and I think equates to that conference you're talking about, where I think she feels more like this is her team than what it was last year when she came into the program.
10:55 to play in the first half. College of St. Mary with the ball. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead, 21-8. At the top of the key is Anzalone. Works it over to the left side, Davis. Davis into Young. Young back out top of the key. Anzalone with the three, and that's good. First three-pointer of the game for College of St. Mary. Anzalone knocks it down, and it's a 21-11 game. Northwest with the lead in the ball. You can tell College of St. Mary looked a little lost with DeAndre Young getting a breather over on the sideline as she is their go-to player, and the Flames moving to a 1-3-1 zone defense out of the timeout. In the left corner, Easton open again. That one in and out, no good. Young with the rebound for the Flames. Young, again, the University of Florida transfer at 6'2". She is a junior for the Flames. Over on the right side, Tiffany Anzalone brings it out top of the key. Now overextends herself, picking up the dribble, drags the pivot foot, and turns it back over to Northwest Missouri State. Timber Schechinger and Shelby Mustaine back in the lineup for the Bearcats. 10:02 to play in the first half, 21-11, Northwest Missouri State on top. Taylor Scholl, the junior out of Mount Pleasant, Iowa, will bring it up the floor for Northwest. Wanting to work it over toward the left side of the floor, looking at that 1-3-1 zone from College of St. Mary. Now a pass into the corner intended for Mustaine is tipped out of bounds by Amir Davis. And it will bring us to a timeout. 9:49 to play in the first half. 21-11. Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over the College of St. Mary's. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online. Live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 21-11. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the College of St. Mary's. 9:49 to play in the first half. Got Bearcat men's and women's basketball this weekend, Bearcat football this weekend. A lot to choose from if you're a Bearcat fan coming up this weekend. November really gets to be fun on the campus of Northwest Missouri State. Bearcat basketball. Taylor Scholl with it on the left side. Skips it across to Easton on the right. Seven on the shot clock in the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger brings it out to the top of the key. Gets rid of it. Now has it tipped away. Scholl comes up with it. Just does get the shot off. It does not hit the rim. It got backboard, but not rim. And it will be a turnover for Northwest Missouri State.
Well, you talked about turnovers, though. Northwest has forced 9 turnovers out of College of St. Mary. They've converted into 12 points off those turnovers and just really doing a good job making the turnovers count.
Out top of the key with it is Tiffany Lewis. Lewis works it over to the left side for Davis. Davis will bring it into the paint. A floater on the way off the back of the rim. Mustaine tips the rebound to Easton. Easton with a 2-on-1 opportunity. Fakes the pass to Scholl. Up with the layup, and they're going to call her for an offensive foul. Good hustle back on defense by Tiffany Lewis. Lewis gets the foul call on Ariel Easton. That's the first on Easton. Fourth team foul against the Bearcats, and the Flames will inbound it, trailing 21-11 to Northwest Missouri State. Just over 9 minutes to play in the first half. Davis brings it across the timeline, picked up by Easton, works it over to the right side. Tiffany Anzalone trying to back down on the dribble. Now we'll kick it to the right wing. Christensen there to the free throw line with the dribble. Now to Davis, left side. Into Young, up with the 12-footer on the left side, and it's good for DeAndre Young. That's 6 for Young, 21-13. Northwest with the lead in the basketball. Right side, Hurst. Started a drive, cut off. Now to Scholl, right wing. Inside to Mustaine. Mustaine through the lane. Kick into the corner, Easton. Easton on a drive, gets a screen from Mustaine. And a foul call. This one will come against Tiffany Anzalone, who did not see the screen coming from Shelby Mustaine. Collided pretty hard with her. First foul for Anzalone. Third team foul against College of St. Mary. Northwest inbound to Schechinger on the left side. Brings it out to the top of the key for Easton. Now on to the left for Hurst. Excuse me, Scholl. Scholl will get it inside to Mustaine. Mustaine with a shot off the glass after a dribble. Shelby Mustaine with her first points of the night. That's 23-13 Northwest Missouri State. 8:17 to play in the first half. Over to the right side on the wing is Anzalone. She'll get it to Young, top of the key. Young works it to the right wing. Lewis with it there. Guarded by Hurst. Tries to dribble drive. And now away from the ball, we've got a 3-second call going against the College of St. Mary. Justice Ross will check back in for the Flames. Take the place of Tiffany Lewis. Also back on the floor comes Shelby Heyman. Heyman will come in place of Andrea Christensen. So Northwest Missouri State will have the ball, leading 23-13 with 8:03 to play in the first half. First home game of the 2014-2015 season for the Northwest women. Out between the circles with it is Hurst. She'll work it to the left side, gets a screen from Schechinger to Easton. Inside to Mustaine, shot with the left hand, no good. And the rebound on the backside for Heyman for College of St. Mary. Long pass down court to Anzalone. She'll put up a three. It's off the front of the rim. Easton with the rebound for Northwest. Ariel Easton across the timeline. One-handed pass to the right wing. Scholl will bring it back middle of the floor. Now over to the left wing with the dribble. Out near the center circle. Gets it to Hurst. Hurst right side. Easton open. Three on the way off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped by Mustaine, but it's going to be chased down on the baseline by Justice Ross for the Flames. Ross across the timeline, stops between the circles, picked up there by Hurst. Now to the right wing for Heyman. Heyman tried to dribble down toward the baseline, brings it back out on the wing. Anzalone works it around to the left side. Heyman on the wing there. Top of the key, it goes to Anzalone. Over to the right side, Davis. Drive to the baseline, double team, just outside the paint. No look pass into Heyman. Heyman with a dribble, her pass tip, picked up in the corner by Davis. Shot clock violation. I'm not even sure College of St. Mary was aware that shot clock was winding down.
Yeah, I think it was a good job by the Bearcats defensively putting pressure where College of St. Mary really wasn't. They weren't in a good shape as far as getting a shot off, but I think you're right. They had no idea that they were getting close to having the shot clock expire.
Alexandria Blarock back onto the court for Northwest Missouri State. Maggie Marnin checking in as well. For College of St. Mary, Shelby Alberry and Peyton Hagan back in the lineup. 23-13, Northwest Missouri State up, 6:43 to play in the first half. In the right corner, Hurst brings the pass down, dribbles to the right elbow, puts up the 15-footer, knocks it down. Samantha Hurst with 4 points, and it's a 25-13 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Hurst, matching her point total from the two games combined in Wayne, Nebraska over the weekend. And now Blaurock is going to be called for a foul as she was guarding Shelby Alberry in the corner. That'll be the first on Blaurock, fifth team foul against Northwest. Now Morgan Walker, a 5'10 junior out of Rembrandt, Iowa, into the lineup for Northwest. Inbound comes out near the right sideline. Peyton Hagan to the top of the key. Over to the left side for Ross. Ross with a couple of dribbles. Now a crossover. Down the lane she goes. Underhanded shot off the glass. Too strong. And a foul call will send her to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul on Maggie Marnin is the first on Marnin. Sixth team foul. And Ross to the line to attempt the first free throws of this game. And her first one is good. First point of the ball game for the sophomore out of Gretna, Nebraska. Second free throw is up. That one's off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped, and College of St. Mary comes up with it. Alberry gets it out to the top of the key for Ross. Ross with one dribble works it over to the right wing. Shelby Alberry with it there. One dribble for her, gives it up to Young. At the high post, tried to get it back out. It's tipped, but Young comes up with a loose ball and ends up with an open layup. So Young makes a mistake, but benefits with an open layup, and it's a 25-16 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. 5:45 to play in the first half. Hurst between the circles, goes to the left baseline, finds Walker. Walker back out to Hurst. Now cross right side, Scholl. Hesitates, now drives, up with the 12-footer. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound Walker, gives it to Hurst, cutting to the basket. Shot from six is good. As Samantha Hurst took a shot to the gut after taking that shot as well. 6 points for her, 27-16, Northwest Missouri State on top. Young with it on the right side, tried to start a drive, tipped away by Marnin, and an inbound coming for the Flames. As we pause 10 seconds for station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. By 15 to play in the first half. College of St. Mary with the ball. Down by 11. And now a pass inside to Young. Marnin tips it away. It's picked up by Hurst on the left side. Now Scholl down the right side of the lane. Fakes a pass. Goes up with a shot. Misses but draws a foul. And Scholl will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Shelby Alberry called for her second foul for College of St. Mary. Scholl to the free throw line for the first time as a Bearcat, a junior out of Mount Pleasant, Iowa. And the first free throw off the right side of the rim. Tiffany Lewis back in the lineup. Lewis, one of three players that are from Titusville, Florida, that transferred from McCook Community College for College of St. Mary. Second free throw is good for Taylor Scholl. So she hit one of the 2 6-points tonight for Scholl, and it's a 28-16 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 5 minutes to play in the first half. Now a drive by Hagan all the way down the right side of the lane. No good. Marnin there for the rebound and the quick outlet left side, Scholl. She'll bring it up the floor with the dribble to the wing. Left open, puts up a 17-footer and knocks it down. That's 8 for Scholl, 30-16, Northwest on top. Hagan across midcourt for the Flames. She'll start a drive, this time cut off, gives it for Young. Shot fake, got Marnin in the air. She goes on the drive, offensive foul. Alexandria Blaurock came across to take the charge, and DeAndre Young called for her first. It's the fifth against the College of St. Mary, and it brings us to a timeout. 4:34 to play in the first half, 30-16. Northwest Missouri State on top. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee located on South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Renfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game is from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Cat Arena 30-16, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the College of St. Mary. Northwest women looking for their first win of the year as they lost to a pair of ranked Division II teams in Wayne, Nebraska over the weekend to get the season started.
Continue to do well on forcing turnovers and converting those into points. And also doing a good job of second chance points with 11 second chance points so far.
Out to the top of the key on the dribble is Samantha Hurst. Lobs it over left side for Morgan Walker. Walker into the corner for Scholl. Scholl fakes a pass inside, brings it out top of the key on the dribble. Now a one-handed pass is kicked, hit the foot of Tiffany Lewis. So Northwest will inbound. The shot clock will be set up to 15. It was at 8. 4:11 on the first half game clock. Scholl inbounds from the baseline right. Out on the wing, Walker hesitates, tried to fake, but traveled with the basketball. So that will give it back to St. Mary with 4:10 to play in the first half. Mayor Davis has played point the bulk of the way for the Flames. Did go down with an injury for a few minutes earlier in the half. Davis works it over to the left side on the wing for Ross. Ross on the drive. Stops. Jumper from 15 off the front of the rim. Rebound for Walker inside. Outlet goes to Scholl. Across the timeline on the left. Brings it to the top of the key. Now over to the right side on the wing. Picks up the dribble there. Fakes a pass. Now we'll go out to Hurst between the circles. Top of the key, Blaurock hands it back to Hurst. Down the lane she goes. Ball knocked away as she tries to go up with the shot. It is off of Justice Ross. So an inbound for Northwest Missouri State. Baseline left. 3:40 to go in the first half. Bearcats are up by 14. Blaurock takes the inbound at the high post. Now to the top of the key. Walker. Into the right corner. Hurst open. A three on the way is off the back of the rim. The rebound tip. Young comes down with it for St. Mary. Outlet to the left side for Davis. To the wing. Now down the lane she goes. Tries to take it to the hole. And a foul call will send her to the free throw line to shoot two. This foul will be called on Samantha Hurst. That'll be her first. The seventh against Northwest. And two opportunities for Amir Davis for St. Mary. First free throw is off the front of the rim. College of St. Mary came in undefeated to action tonight, 6-0 so far this year. Timber Schechinger, Ariel Easton back on the floor for Northwest, along with Elizabeth Finn, the 5'7 freshman out of Bettendorf, Iowa, checking into the lineup. Hannah Stafford will check in for St. Mary and take the place of Tiffany Lewis. Andrea Christensen is also back on the floor for St. Mary. After all this, Davis with her second free throw attempt. That one is good. So she hit one of two, has 3 points in the ball game, and it's 30-17, Northwest Missouri State on top. 3:20 to play in the first half. On the right side as Finn skips it across to the left side. Easton back over to the right this time. Finn with it. Inside, nice look for Schechinger, who hits the shot and will go to the line. Second time Timber Schechinger has made a bucket and drawn a foul. Amir Davis this time called for the foul, her first. And Schechinger to the line where she is 0 of 1, so missed on the three-point play opportunity the first time around. Her free throw here bounces around and goes. So Schechinger knocks it down. 5 points for Timber Schechinger, and it's a 33-17 lead for Northwest. On the left side, Hagen tries to start the drive, and an armbar foul called against Elizabeth Finn. Just a step behind the offensive player. That'll be the first against Finn. Eighth team foul, so a 1-1 for Peyton Hagen.
That armbar foul, something last year that was really an emphasis early in the season, the officials were calling. And I think so far in the young season, that's about the first that we've seen of that call between the men and the women here.
Front end of the 1-1 good for Hagen, so she'll get a second opportunity. And the freshman hits the second one as well. Her first 2 points of the night, 33-19. Northwest with the lead in the ball as we go inside 3 minutes to play in the first half. Hurst dribbles to the left wing. Pass to Easton is tipped by Justice Ross. Goes out of bounds. So an inbound for Northwest on the far sideline.
Walker will inbound it. Excuse me, Finn will inbound it out to Hurst. Hurst works it over to the left side. Now to Finn between the circles. She dribbles to the right wing. Top of the key for Schechinger. On to the left for Hurst. Hurst on the drive. Up to Marnin. High post. Top of the key. Easton a three on the way. Nothing but net. That's five threes for Ariel Easton this half. All 15 of her points outside the arc. 36-19 the lead for the Bearcats. And a Stafford looks inside, gets a pass down there to Ross. Ross's shot blocked away. The rebound for Marnin. Marnin gets the outlet ahead to Finn. Finn to Easton. Inside to Schechinger. Layup on the left won't go. She got her own rebound. Schechinger will kick it out left side to Finn. Now to Easton on the wing. She drives with it. Up with the runner off the glass. Good for Ariel Easton. 17 first half points for Ariel Easton. 19 for St. Mary. That's a 38-19 lead for the Bearcats. Drive on the left side. Nice pass from Amir Davis over to Justice Ross. And Ross hits the layup. It's three for Ross. And with 1:45 to play in the half, Hurst left alone down court. Up with a quick 10-footer. And it's good for Samantha Hurst. She has 8 points. Doubling her total points scored in the two games. Up in Wayne, Nebraska last weekend. 40-21, Northwest Missouri State on top. Hagen between the circles for St. Mary. Drive down the lane. Kick into the corner. Davis will put up a three. That's off the back of the rim. Maggie Marnin with the rebound and a timeout for Coach Smith. Mainly to get Tanya Meyer back in the lineup, but with 1:21 to go in the first half, it's a use it or lose it timeout for Coach Smith. 40-21. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the College of St. Mary. First of five straight at home for the Northwest women. They've got the Winstead Reeves Classic facing William Jewell College Friday night, and then on Saturday afternoon they'll go up against the University of Minnesota Duluth. Then the following week they'll play at home against the University of St. Mary at Leavenworth, Kansas, and Rogers State University. And then just like that, it's MIAA time.
Boy, that's hard to believe, isn't it? I do like that, though, where you get some of the conference games early in the season. It really makes the December games mean a lot more than what it used to in the past.
Yeah, I really think so. I think you see teams play better opponents in these first few games as well. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball up by 19. Out between the circles with it is Elizabeth Finn. Finn to Hurst, back over to Finn, right wing, looking at the 1-3-1 once again, inside to Meyer. Meyer with an up-and-under move, and a foul call will send Tanya Meyer to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Andrea Christensen called for her first foul. And Meyer steps to the line, where she was 3-of-4 over the weekend, looking for her first point tonight. Meyer, a 5'10 freshman out of Sioux City, Iowa. Sioux City for many years known as the center of the high school girls basketball universe. There's been some great basketball played in Sioux City over the years. First free throw missed by Meyer. Second one is on the way, and that one is good. She gets her first point of the night. Northwest up by 20, just over a minute to play in the first half. Amir Davis out near the center circle, works it over to the left side. Gets it to Tiffany Anzalone. Anzalone now to Hagen. Hagen with the runner in the paint, and it's good for Peyton Hagen. Spun around a bit, but fell. 4 points for Hagen. Northwest quickly the other way on the left wing shoulder. Dribbles between the legs on the drive into Meyer. Meyer gets some space, goes up with a shot. Good off the left glass. Tanya Meyer with 3 points, and it's a 43-23 Northwest lead. Half a minute to play in the first half. Drive by Davis. Nice bounce pass down low for Stafford, and Stafford hits the layup on the left side. And this pace of this game, the last couple of minutes, is picked up. Schechinger to the left elbow. Out to the left side for Scholl. Bearcats can work for the final shot of the half. 14 seconds to play in this first half. Bailey Smith on the right wing. Out to Scholl between the circles. Gets a screen from Meyer. Into the corner for Smith. Back up to Scholl. Long three for Scholl. Right wing. Good. Taylor Scholl with her second three of this first half. She's into double-digit scoring. And Northwest Missouri State will take a 46-25 lead into the halftime locker room over the College of St. Mary. We'll take a timeout as well. We'll be back at Bearcat Arena in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Watkins True Value. Located in Maryville, Nebraska City and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides outdoor power equipment from steel, including chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and shredders. More at TrueValue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
6:25, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the College of St. Mary, and while not a perfect half, a very solid first half for the Northwest women.
And the thing I like about what I've seen, it seems like it's a confident group out there. They've been doing a good job on defense, forcing turnovers, coming down to the offensive side, turning those into points, doing a good job with points in the paint as well, 14 points inside out of the first half, and not only doing a good job in the paint, but doing a pretty good job on the outside on the perimeter, getting a number of threes to fall, in particular area Easton just knocking down some threes. And right now, pretty good inside-outside game to go along with some strong defense.
And we talked about how the first two games against ranked Division II teams, good tests against good opponents, but tonight not bad in terms of a confidence level, being able to raise the confidence and just get a better feel after getting a lot learned over the weekend.
Yeah, and I think probably some of the confidence can be attributed to the Wayne State game, even though that was a loss. They came back in the second half, made it a one-point game at one point, out-rebounded the Wildcats in that game as well. So some good things came out of those two losses up there that you can build on, even though they were losses. Now tonight, probably taking some of the lessons that they learned over the weekend and putting them on the floor here in this first half and turning it into a fairly substantial lead right now.
And for the Bearcat women, shooting the ball very well. You mentioned a moment ago the threes by Ariel Easton, but seems like the team is doing a good job of working the ball inside out. They're really not forcing anything and hitting some open shots or getting some open looks because of that.
Yeah, and a lot of a good movement away from the ball and getting some nice crisp passes and just running the offense very well. They probably had a few shots inside even that didn't fall that I think will as the season goes along, but really not a lot to feel bad about out of this first. Obviously, when you're up 46-25, a lot of good things have happened, but just the demeanor of this team out on the floor right now. They've got some competitors out there. You can tell that they want to win, and they've really, I think, at least in this first half, come together, and they've done a lot of good things out there.
Northwest Missouri State women with a 46-25 lead over the College of St. Mary here at Bearcat Arena, the home opener for the Northwest Missouri State women here tonight. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from Bearcat Arena in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, King, and Doc Marten, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog, Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice, specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Or the Northwest Missouri State women hold the lead over College of St. Mary, 46-25 here at the half. The Northwest men also getting their season started this past weekend, doing so at home, going 1-1 against a couple of Northern Sun teams, losing their opener to Minnesota State Moorhead on Friday night, 75-66, but bouncing back on Saturday to beat Upper Iowa 91-83. And, John, I think that's a team, much like the women's team, and the fact that there's some really good talent on that team, is just going to take a matter of repetition and playing with each other to see improvement this year.
Oh, no doubt about that. I think fans are going to enjoy what they see out of Justin Fitz coming in as a freshman point guard. He's got some pretty big shoes to fill with Deshaun Cooper leaving the program to graduation last year. And, again, the inside game, a little bit revamped with Dylan Starzl, again, leaving the program with graduation. But you got some guys there to step up. Grant Kozad, who got a lot of playing time up to this point, really is going to be called upon to play well inside. And got some guys that have been around the program a little bit that I think are looking good. Connor Kirker off to a good start. Matt Wallace has played well early on. And then it's going to be fun to watch guys like I mentioned, like Justin Pitts perform well. Zach Schneider coming into his own, a freshman of the year last year in the MIAA, and off to a good start this year. I think it's going to be a fun team to watch again, kind of a transition year after last year making it all the way to the regional championship with that overtime loss to Central Missouri, went on to win the national title. But it's a team that I think you can really kind of identify with and have a lot of fun watching this season.
And it's one thing where they seem to be, for all the newness they have and young players, at a higher level with those new players than what a lot of teams are, meaning down the line here in the next couple of years. Not saying that they're going to have a bad year this year. I think they're bound for a solid year this year, but I really think there's some good basketball for years to come out of Northwest Missouri State.
I think you're right. And one of the things that you, when you talk to the coaching staff from Ben McCollum on down, that they like the energy level that this group brings to the floor every practice, as well as what you're going to see on the floor. So it's going to be a group that works hard, and a typical Bearcat team through the years, a very good defensive team. I think they're going to do a pretty good job on the boards this year, and it's going to be a fun team to watch. And again, they get right into the heart of things with MIAA schedule here in a couple weeks, and we'll see more about what this team's made of. But I think early indications are it's going to be an exciting group, and a group that's got pretty good talent on the perimeter that can knock some shots down.
Again, the Bearcat men will be down in St. Joseph this coming weekend before a couple of games here at Bearcat Arena next week before they start MIAA play as well on December 3rd. We're at the half of this women's matchup. It's a 46-25 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over the College of St. Mary. We'll take a look at some of the first half numbers after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis's services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
46-25, the Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over the College of St. Mary's. We look at some of the halftime numbers from this one. For Northwest, Ariel Easton leading the way in scoring 17 points in the first half. That came on 5 of 8 shooting from three-point range. She was 6 of 10 overall from the field in the first half. Also pulled down a few rebounds and had a couple of steals to go along with that as well. Taylor Scholl in double-digit scoring for Northwest. Scholl with 11 points. She hit both three-pointers that she attempted and was 4 of 7 from the field in the first half overall. Also leads the team with 3 assists so far in this game. 8 first-half points for Samantha Hurst. She was 4 of 5 from the field, had a couple of steals as well. 5 points for Timber Schekinger, 2 of 3 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 3 points out of the first half for Tanya Meyer. Meyer 1 of 2 from the field and at the free throw line. She also pulled down 3 rebounds in the first half. A couple of points for Shelby Mustaine, rounding out the scoring for Northwest. Maggie Martin didn't score but is leading the team in rebounding so far with 5. On the other side for College of St. Mary, they had several different players score, but 8 points out of DeAndre Young leads the way. She's the transfer out of the University of Florida, was 4 of 4 from the field, also led the Flames with 4 rebounds in the first half. 4 points, I should say, from Peyton Hagen. Hagen was 2 of 2 at the free throw line. 3 points apiece for Justice Ross, Tiffany Anzalone, and Amir Davis. Anzalone hit the only 3-pointer for College of St. Mary in the first half. A couple of points apiece for Hannah Stafford and Andrea Christensen, rounding out the scoring for the Flames in the first half. Some of the team numbers, the Bearcats shot 54.5% in the first half. They were 18 of 33 from the field. That includes 7 of 10 shooting from three-point range, again, due in large part to what we just mentioned, the 5 of 8 out of Ariel Easton. From outside the arc, they were just 3 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half. College of St. Mary shot 48% from the field. That not too bad, but seeing their counterparts shooting much better in that first half. Plus, the Flames just 1 of 7 from three-point range. At 1-3, as we mentioned, was hit by Tiffany Anzalone. 4 of 6 at the free throw line in the first half as well. Bearcats were able to force 13 first-half turnovers, turn that into 15 points. The Bearcats did turn it over 6 times, but College of St. Mary only turned those Bearcat turnovers into 2 points in the first half. So it all adds up to a 46-25 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over the College of St. Mary. It's the home opener for the Bearcats, and we'll be back to get you ready for second-half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This is Bearcat Football. The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville's Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel, Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is also provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Arena, both teams getting some final words from their head coaches before heading out for the second half. Before they do, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. College of St. Mary will start the second half with the basketball. They'll work from left to right here at Bearcat Arena. And across midcourt comes Amir Davis. She tried to go left and come back to the middle of the floor, tripped up by Ariel Easton, and they're going to call Easton with the foul. First foul of this second half, and an inbound coming once again for the Flames on the far side. Davis will take it out near midcourt, still guarded by Easton, who wants to force her to use the left side of the floor. She will. Now to the top of the key. Finds Shelby Heyman. Heyman out to the right side. Anzalone. Anzalone dribbles through the lane to the left side. Back top of the key for Heyman. Drive. Kick into the right corner. Davis. Davis to the high post. Young gets it down to a cutting Tiffany Anzalone, who hits the layup. 5-4 Anzalone, and it's a 46-27 lead for Northwest. And then quickly back the other way, Samantha Hurst breaks away, hits a layup, draws a foul, and she'll head to the free throw line with an opportunity at a three-point play. Amir Davis called for her second.
I think that's something we'll see more of this year out of Coach Smith's teams. A little bit better in the transition game. They were able to get the ball back down the floor and get a quick bucket at the other end after giving up one to start this half.
First free throw for Hurst as the Bearcat is good. So she converts the three-point play. 49-27. Northwest Missouri State on top. Now a drive and an underhanded layup. Good off the glass for Amir Davis. That's five for Davis. Back to a 20-point game. Northwest with the lead in the basketball. Just about a minute into the second half as Easton takes the pass on the left side. Top of the key for Mustaine. Over to the right side, Hurst. She'll bring it top of the key now to Easton on a backdoor cut. Layup left side. Good for Ariel Easton. 19 for Easton. 51-29. Northwest Missouri State on top. 18:48 to play. Right side, Davis on the drive. Tries another underhanded layup. Hits the side of the backboard. Picked up by Mustaine. Knocked away from her. She goes to the floor after it. And Coach Smith calls a timeout. So 18:40 to play. 51-29. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the College of St. Mary. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online. Live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertuller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 51-29. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the College of St. Mary. 18:40 to play in this one. Bearcats after tonight's matchup. We'll be back at home for a pair in the Winstead-Reeves Classic this weekend. They'll play both Friday and Saturday. Match up with William Jewell Friday at 7 o'clock and then against Minnesota Duluth on Saturday afternoon. Northwest with the basketball. Now to Mustaine at the free throw line. That one, 15-foot shot, misses left. And the rebound underneath for Timber Schechinger. Schechinger gets it for Scholl. Scholl will bring it out between the circles. Looks inside, gets it to Schechinger, posting up, left-handed hook off the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. That's seven for Schechinger. 53-29, Northwest Missouri State on top. 2 minutes into the second half. College of St. Mary with it. Anzalone, left side, drive to the baseline, throws it away. Mustaine with a steal. Ahead to Hurst on the break. A two-on-one. Hurst takes it herself. Layup on the right is good for Samantha Hurst. 13 for Hurst. 55-29, Northwest Missouri State on top. To the free throw line is Young. Young down low to Heyman. Heyman gets rid of it on the baseline. Finds Lewis. Now up to the wing. Davis brings it down the left side of the lane. Goes up with a shot. Schechinger knocks it away, but they're going to call her with a foul. As Davis fell to the floor, Timber Schechinger will pick up her first. It's the second team foul against Northwest, and Amir Davis to the free throw line to shoot two. 17-27 to play. 55-29 the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. First free throw by Davis off the front of the rim. She's now one of three at the line in this game. Second free throw is good. 6 points in the ball game for Amir Davis so far. The second leading scorer to DeAndre Young for the Flames. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball up by 25. Top of the key, Mustaine. Over to the left side for Easton. Gets a screen. Brings it top of the key. Now starts to drive. Stops at the elbow. Backs it up. Gets beyond the arc. Works it over to Schechinger on the left wing. Schechinger gets a pick from Mustaine to the free throw line. Reach in by Tiffany Anzalone. Knocks the ball away. She'll take a pass ahead from Davis. Layup on the left side. Good. 7 for Tiffany Anzalone. And it's a 55-32 game. Northwest Missouri State on top. 16:47 to play in this one. On the left side, Taylor Scholl. Works it right for Hurst. Back to Scholl. Now a lob inside for Schechinger. That one is tipped by Heyman. Goes out of bounds on the baseline, so Northwest will inbound. Scholl will step out to trigger it in for the Bearcats. Scholl, a 5'8 junior out of Mount Pleasant, Iowa. New to the Bearcat program as the inbound comes left side to Easton. Now over to the right side, Hurst to Schechinger. She's on the drive with it. Over to the left side of the lane. Off the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. It's 9 for Schechinger. 57-32. Northwest Missouri State up. 16:24 to play. St. Mary with it. Davis on the right side. Started a drive. Now backs out. Expires the dribble. Gets a long bounce pass to the right wing. Hands alone. Tried to get it to the top of the key. Draws a foul as Taylor Scholl is whistled for her first. Third team foul against Northwest and an inbound for the Flames right next to their bench. Anzalone out between the circles for Davis. Davis to the high post. Young. Young down the right side of the lane. Up with the runner. That's off the front of the rim. Shelby Mustaine chases down the rebound. Gets the outlet to Scholl. Scholl on the wing to Mustaine, top of the key. Bounce pass down to Schechinger. Turns up with the shot on the right. No good. Rebound tipped off the glass. Controlled by Heyman. The College of St. Mary will bring it the other way. We're inside 16 minutes to play. 57-32, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Top of the key three on the way from Anzalone. No good. Rebound by Heyman. She loses a handle on it. Hurst comes out of there with it for Northwest. Pass to the right side is tipped and taken away. Anzalone with the steal. One-on-one with Easton. Stops, lets her fly by, hits the layup on the right. Tiffany Anzalone now with 9 points, leading College of St. Mary in scoring, and it's a 57-34 game. Northwest Missouri State on top. 15-17 to go. Schechinger with it at the top of the key. Onto the right side for Hurst. Hurst over to the left. Easton open. A three on the way. Good. And Ariel Easton now with her career best 6th three in this ball game. She has 22 points. 60-34. Northwest on top. Davis on the right side with the drive. Shot blocked away by Easton. It goes out of bounds. Will belong to College of St. Mary after a timeout. 14:51 to play. 60-34. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies Bearcat tailgaters with their line of Hickory House smoked meats, choice preserved beef, spices, rubs, and sauces. More in store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides grass seed, fertilizer, winterizer, and equipment including steel, chainsaws, trimmers, and leaf blowers. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
At Bearcat Arena, 60-34, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the College of St. Mary, 14-51 to play in this one. The Flames will inbound out of the timeout. Comes over to the left side for Amir Davis. Davis dribbles up toward the top of the key, guarded by Bailey Smith. Wanted to work it back to the left side, can't find anybody open. Will dribble over toward that sideline. Six on the shot clock, now out between the circles for Hagen. Hagen looking to dribble, and now it's tipped away. Hurst will come up with the loose ball. Northwest with a 5-on-1. Now a shot fake, and Scholl takes a shot across the forehead from Young, who tried to block it. She hit a layup, but they're going to wave it off, say the foul came before she attempted the shot. So DeAndre Young called for her second foul. It's also the second team foul. An inbound coming on the baseline left, and now three officials will come together to see whether or not it was in the act of shooting. If it was, it'd be a three-point play opportunity. And they are going to count the basket. So it's not too often you see a conversation like that turn out for the positive, but it does. Scholl's bucket is good. She has 13 points and can make it 14 with a trip to the free throw line. 62-34, the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. And a free throw by Scholl off the back of the rim. The rebound tipped by Marnin and is picked up by Meyer. Out to the top of the key for Bailey Smith. Smith goes to the floor, tries to keep her dribble, and a timeout for Northwest. 14-21 to go, 62-34, Northwest Missouri State on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and veterans affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game is from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Bearcat women with a big lead, 62-34, over College of St. Mary and an AIA team out of Omaha. They got here less than an hour before tip-off. They pulled in here at Bearcat Arena. On the left side, Elizabeth Finn goes on the drive for Northwest. Done with a shot, no good, but she does draw a foul. And she'll get a chance at the free throw line. She'll be shooting two. College of St. Mary foul is on Tiffany Anzalone. That'll be the second on Anzalone, the third team foul against the Flames. And Finn to the free throw line for the first time as a Bearcat. Knocks down the first. A second free throw coming. And that one off the left side of the rim. And College of St. Mary with the rebound. They'll bring it up the floor. Over to the left side, near the sideline for Anzalone. She goes down the lane, loses a handle on the ball, and they're going to call a bump foul. This one should go against Elizabeth Finn. That'll be the second on Finn, fourth team foul against Northwest, and with 14 minutes to play. Now they're going to discuss whether it was the act of shooting, and it was. So two free throws for Tiffany Anzalone, who knew the whole time she was standing at the free throw line waiting.
Should have asked her to start with.
Yeah. First free throw, nothing but net. Anzalone, a senior out of Omaha, into double-digit scoring with 10. And the second free throw also good. 8 of her 11 points have come in this second half. And we're just 6 minutes into the second half. On the left side, Hurst to Marnin, top of the key. Over to the right side for Smith. She'll bring it top of the key with the dribble. On to the right wing for Finn. Finn up top, over to the left side, into the corner for Smith. Brings it up to the wing, now into Marnin. Marnin with a dribble, up with the shot. It's blocked away by Anzalone, coming over on the help side. She comes up with a loose ball. 1-on-4, kick out to Davis. Now to Hagen. Over to the right side, a three from Ross is good. Justice Ross with her first three-pointer of the game. Just the second three of the game for College of St. Mary, and Northwest quickly the other way. Hurst up with a jumper from 12, left side, good. Samantha Hurst with 15. Seven of those in the early part of this second half. 13-10 to play. 65-39, Northwest Missouri State on top. Hagen between the circles, gets a screen, pass to Davis. Davis in the lane, bounce pass to Young, shot off the glass right side, good for DeAndre Young. Now Young into double digits with 10. Over to the right side on the wing, it's Bailey Smith. Works around to Meyer, now over to the left wing. Hurst, top of the key, Marnin. Over to the right side for Finn. Finn tries to go inside, Meyer up with a shot knocked away, but a foul will send Tanya Meyer to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul against Justice Ross is her first. And Meyer to the line where she was one of two back in the first half. 12:41 to go, 65-41, Northwest Missouri State on top. Meyer's first free throw is good. 4 points for Tanya Meyer. Taylor Scholl back in for the Bearcats. And Ashley Ginther checking into the lineup, the sophomore out of Independence. Saw a little bit of action for the Cats as a freshman last year. Meyer's second free throw is good as well. 67-41, Northwest Missouri State up. 12:36 to go, right side Hagen. Starts a drive, cut off, spins, kicks it out. Now works to Albury, top of the key, over to the right for Hagen. Onto the wing, a three from Anzalone is nothing but net. Tiffany Anzalone with her second three of the game. 14 points for her, 67-44, Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the ball. Ginther over to the left side for Hurst. Out top of the key, Meyer. Back to Hurst on the left side. Gets a screen from Meyer. Down the lane goes Hurst. Shot high off the glass. Won't go. And the rebound inside for Justice Ross for College of St. Mary. 12 minutes to go. Northwest Missouri State up by 23. On the left side, a three on the way. Anzalone feeling it. She knocks down threes on back-to-back trips down the floor. Three threes total for her. 17 points, and it's a 67-47 game. Inside to Meyer. Meyer with the shot fake, called for a travel. We'll give it back to the College of St. Mary as Shelby Mustaine and Ariel Easton will both check back into the lineup for Northwest Missouri State. Meyer to the sideline along with Hurst. And Tiffany Lewis checks in for College of St. Mary. DeAndre Young will go to the sideline for the Flames. St. Mary basketball. Peyton Hagen will bring it up the floor. She crosses midcourt with it, bringing it onto the left side. Over to the wing. Gets it for Albury. Albury on the drive. Draws a foul. And she'll get a couple of chances at the free throw line after missing the layup on the left side. Foul is called on Ashley Ginther. That will be her first. Team's fifth. And Timber Schechinger will check into the lineup after the first of two free throws from Albury. And the first free throw off the back of the rim. Schechinger into the ball game. Ginther will go to the sideline. Second free throw attempt coming up for Albury. And that one is good. First point of the game for the sophomore out of North Platte, Nebraska. 67-48, Northwest with the lead in the ball. Schechinger over to the left side for Easton. Easton, top of the key, Mustaine, left side Easton, gets a screen from Mustaine, on the drive, layup off the right is good for Ariel Easton. Easton with 24 points, 69-48, Northwest Missouri State on top, just over 11 minutes to play. Ross with it on the right, goes on the drive, bumped as she goes up with a shot too strong, rebound on the backside for Lewis, follow up won't go, rebound this time tipped by Mustaine to Schechinger, who comes away with the loose ball. Now gives it up for Scholl. Scholl to Mustaine. Shot in the paint won't go. Mustaine tips out the rebound to Ross at the free throw line. Gives it up for Hagen. Hagen into the left corner for Anzalone. Inside to Lewis. Tried to kick it back out. It goes out of bounds. And Northwest Missouri State will get it back.
Overall, real solid performance out of Northwest tonight, doing a good job defensively. Also, again, as we talked about at halftime, a good job inside out with the basketball, getting some nice looks inside. The perimeter is doing well, and they really, St. Mary's really doesn't have an answer to Ariel Easton tonight.
Schechinger with it on the left side, into Mustaine. Mustaine's shot knocked away by Lewis, and the rebound picked up by Anzalone. She'll kick it out to Hagen on the left. Hagen brings it up the floor. To the top of the key, crossover. Bailey Smith cuts her off. Pass down to the right baseline. Now from Lewis inside to Albury. She misses the shot. Mustaine out of there with it for Northwest. Inside 10 minutes to play. Northwest Missouri State with it. 69-48 the lead for Northwest. Scholl dribbles to the left. On the wing with it. Gives it up for Easton. Easton down to the baseline, in the paint, gives it to Schechinger, shot by Schechinger, but they're going to wave it off and call an offensive foul on Easton after the pass. That'll be the third on Easton. 16th foul. Bearcats lead at 69-48 as we come to a timeout. 9:44 to go. Back in 90 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
9:48, the Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over College of St. Mary. 9:37 to play in this one. Flames with the basketball. Out top of the key with it is Anzalone. Gets it to the high post. Justice Ross tries to go to Lewis down the left side of the lane, and a foul call coming against Northwest. Should mean a 1-1. A foul on Tanya Meyer is her second. Seventh team foul, and a 1-1 opportunity for Tiffany Lewis. First trip to the line for Lewis. Front into the 1-1 on the way, and good. She'll get a second opportunity as well. And the second free throw is also good. So she hits both, gets her first 2 points of the game. And it's a 69-50 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats with the basketball. Scholl with it on the left side. Picks up the dribble on the wing to Meyer at the free throw line. She'll try the drive on Lewis. Shot off the glass. Won't go. Schechinger there for the board. Knocked away from her, but a reach-in foul. And Northwest will inbound on the baseline left. Foul is on Shelby Albury, her third. Team's fifth. Scholl steps out to inbound for Northwest. Gets it in the lane. Meyer off the glass right. Good for Tanya Meyer. She has 7 points. And it's a 71-50 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 9 minutes to play in this one. A screen out between the circles and a foul coming against Bailey Smith, who did not see that screen coming. That'll be the second on Smith. 8 team foul against Northwest. And Peyton Hagen at the free throw line. Front end of the 1-1 is good. She is now 3 of 3 at the line. 5 points in the ball game for Hagen. Second one is up, and that one is good. So she stays perfect at the line. And it's a 71-52 game. Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the basketball. Scholl on the left wing. Looking into Schechinger. Tried to go to her. Lewis knocks it away. Picked up by Easton. She's bumped as she tried to drive. And a reach-in foul will mean an inbound for Northwest. Tiffany Anzalone called for her third. It's the sixth team foul, so after this inbound, the Bearcats will be in the bonus the rest of the way as well. Scholl to inbound on the baseline left. Makes a couple of passes to Easton in the left corner. Thought about a drive, now backs it out. Working against Lewis to the top of the key, Smith. Right side, Schechinger. Scholl on the sideline. Top of the key, Easton. A three on the way. Good! The seventh three of the game for Ariel Easton. 27 points tonight for the senior. 74-52 Northwest up. 8:24 to go. Inside to Lewis. Spins. Shot knocked away by Meyer, but they're going to get Tanya Meyer with the foul. That'll be her third. Ninth team foul. And it will send Tiffany Lewis to the free throw line to shoot two. Lewis hit a couple just a few moments ago. 8:20 to play here. First one in and out, no good.
Talk about Ariel Easton and the offensive night she's having with 27 points so far. The thing I like about what she's doing out there, she's not forcing any of the shots. They're all coming as part of the offense. She's 10 of 14 overall from the field and getting some good looks, and those shots are going down tonight.
Lewis hit the second of the two free throws, 3 points for her. Easton right now 2 points away from tying her career high. She's also 2 3-pointers away from tying the team record for threes in a game set by Kelly Nelson. A pass on the sideline is tipped out of bounds by Tiffany Anzalone. So Northwest will inbound on the far sideline with 8:06 to go. 74-53 the lead for the Northwest women. Smith takes the inbound out between the circles, gives it for Scholl. Now to Schechinger, left side. She'll try a drive. Up with the shot. It's good for Timber Schechinger. It's 11 for Schechinger. 76-53, Northwest Missouri State up. 7:50 to go. Over to the left side, Anzalone, down toward the baseline. Gets a pass inside to Christensen. Now it comes back out to Ross. Ross gets a screen from Lewis, gets it to her on the screen and roll, and it's loose, picked up by Schechinger, who tries to get it out to Bailey Smith, and I believe we'll have a held ball call here. That's the case, and it will be Northwest Missouri State basketball. Elizabeth Finn back in the Bearcat lineup. Samantha Hurst will also check back in. Scholl and Smith to the sideline for the Cats. Amir Davis checks back in for College of St. Mary. 7:36 to play. Northwest Missouri State up 76-53. Cross midcourt, left side. Finn hands it for Easton. Easton brings it over to the right side, hesitates, drives, kick out for Hurst. Hurst now to Schechinger, left wing. A three on the way, off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped inside. It was controlled by Peyton Hagen, who had it knocked away from behind by Easton. It goes into the Bearcat bench. College of St. Mary will inbound. 7:17 to go, 76-53, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Out between the circles is Davis, works it over to the left side. On the wing with it is Ross, down to the baseline, up with the runner. It's good off the glass for Justice Ross. That's 8 for Ross.
Justice Ross.
76-55. Between the circles, Schechinger on to the left side for Easton. To the top of the key, Meyer. Over to the right side, gets it for Hurst. Hurst now to Easton. Underneath, gets it to Meyer with a dribble. Up with the right hand, off the back of the rim. Rebound inside for Andrea Christensen for College of St. Mary. Now it's to Davis. She'll work it to the left side, Hagen. On the sideline, pass down to Lewis, guarded by Schechinger. Lewis spins into a double team with Meyer. Now kicks it out to Hagen. Top of the key, it goes for Ross. Ross works it back to the left. Hagen on the wing. Gets a screen from Ross to the top of the key. Over to the right for Davis on the wing. Touch pass to the high post. Tried to get it to Lewis off her fingertips. Meyer picks it up. Gives it to Finn. Left side Easton. A three on the way. Good. Ariel Easton with her 8th three-pointer of the night. And she has a new career high in scoring with 30. 6:01 to play. Three on the way from Hagen. That's no good. And the rebound for Northwest Missouri State. Cross midcourt. Pass goes inside to Hurst, out to Easton. Now inside it goes. A shot on the way off the glass. No for Meyer. Rebound to Schechinger. Her follow won't go. Hurst up with it. Kick out pass between the circles for Finn, and Northwest will reset the offense. 5:36 to play on the left side. Schechinger. Now to Easton. Between the circles for Hurst. Hurst works it over to the right side for Finn. Finn tried to go into Meyer. It's knocked away and taken away. Andrea Christensen comes away with the steal for College of St. Mary. 5:18 to play. Out top of the key. Here Davis works it over to the right side. Ross tries to drive baseline and is bumped. So an inbound for College of St. Mary on the right side. Samantha Hurst called for her second foul. It's the 10th team foul, so it'll actually be a couple of free throw attempts coming for Justice Ross. Ross, one of two at the line so far. Ross's free throw attempts came back in the first half. First free throw here, nothing but net. Alexandria Blaurock, Shelby Mustaine, and Morgan Walker back on the floor for Northwest. Ariel Easton heads to the sideline. Most likely will be it for Easton tonight, but again, she did set a new career high in scoring and three-pointers made as the second free throw goes for Justice Ross. 10 points now for Ross, 79-57 the lead for the Northwest women. 5:08 to go. Cross midcourt on the right side. Now around to the left. It swings to Morgan Walker. Walker to the free throw line for Mustaine. On to the right, Finn. Finn brings it to the free throw line with a dribble. Left-handed shot good for Elizabeth Finn. Finn with 3 points. 81-57, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Over to the left side. On the wing with it is Alberry. Try to drive, cut off, pass, tipped, and taken away. Blaurock with the steal. Ahead to Hurst, bobbled the ball and will be called for a travel, so it will give it back to St. Mary after a timeout. 81-57, Northwest Missouri State's lead over the College of St. Mary, 4:33 to go. Back in 90 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 120 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog, Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
St. Mary with it coming out of the timeout. An air ball from the top of the key by Hannah Stafford will give it back to Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats up 81-57 with 4:16 to play in this one here at Bearcat Arena. Home opener for the Northwest Missouri State women. Finn on the left side, between the circles for Hurst. Out of Blaurock. Blaurock back to the left. Morgan Walker takes a three, and it's good. Walker with her first points of the ball game, and now one of the shot clocks goes out. And we'll take advantage by pausing here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. They are working on getting the shot clock reset back on. started to come on. Now it's back off once again. And there, it's set and ready to go. 4 minutes to play, 84-57, Northwest Missouri State women on top. Bearcats should pick up their first win of the year here tonight after going 0-2 in Wayne, Nebraska to a couple of top 25 Division II teams. Facing a top 25 NAIA team here tonight. Davis with it on the left side. Gives it up for Stafford. Stafford down to the baseline on the dribble. Cut off. Spins. Kicks it out in the corner for Albury. Now to Stafford on the wing. To the top of the key. A shot fake from Christensen. A kick out right side. Hagen. Into the lane she goes. Up with a runner. It's blocked away. Tipped around. And goes out of bounds underneath. And it will belong to College of St. Mary. 3:33 to play. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Tiffany Anzalone will check into the College of St. Mary lineup. Take the place of Peyton Hagen. Stafford will inbound. Still looking. Bounce pass just off the block. A runner on the way from Christensen. No good. Rebound still tipped around. Loose in the paint. And a couple of players come up with it to give us a held ball. Morgan Walker had a hand on it for Northwest. Shelby Albury for College of St. Mary. And an inbound coming on the baseline left. Anzalone looks to trigger it in. Does on the baseline for Davis. She'll back it out to the left corner. Now tried to throw it on the wing to Stafford. Throws it past her. Chased down in the backcourt by Walker. Northwest with it. Ginther at the free throw line. Takes a dribble to Blarock. She's at the top of the key. Onto the right side for Hurst. Now to Finn. 3:09 to go. Northwest up 84-57. In the right corner with it is Walker. Walker will bring it to Blarock down the right side of the lane, up with the shot, and a foul call coming against College of St. Mary. This one on Shelby Albury. That will be her fourth.
Foul on the players. Number 34, Shelby Albury.
Two free throw opportunities here for Alexandria Blarock. Her first attempts at the line this year, and the first one is good. First point of the ball game for Blarock. And a second free throw attempt coming up as well. That one is off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out of bounds underneath. College of St. Mary will have it. Alexa Schaff is checking into the lineup for Northwest Missouri State. Schaff, a 5'9 freshman out of El Dorado Springs, Missouri.
A lot of players getting a chance to get some playing time here this evening with Northwest really opening things up, kind of going to the end of the bench. But a good opportunity for some of these players to try to lobby for more minutes with some protection down the stretch.
Andrea Christensen at the free throw line at the other end. There was a foul call on that last play. She hits a first of two. Morgan Walker was whistled for her first. Second free throw off the front of the rim. No good for Christensen. And the rebound for Blarock, who gets the outlet to Finn. Inside 3 minutes to play. Finn dribbles with it on the right side for Northwest. Brings it out to Blarock. Now over to the left side. Walker with it there to the free throw line. Ginther to Blarock right side. Blarock with a dribble to Ginther. Up with a 16-footer, and it's good for Ashley Ginther. First points of the season for Ginther, 87-58. Northwest Missouri State on top, 2.5 to play. Starting a drive is Ross. Ross kicks it out to the left wing, Stafford. Stafford out of the baseline with the dribble. Expires that dribble, tries to go inside. It's tipped out, but picked up on the wing by Christensen to Ross. Ross at the top of the key with it. 9 on the shot clock. It's a pass high post, drive by Albury. Shot high off the glass, no good. Rebound and follow by Christensen won't go. But Christensen draws a foul. We'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Blarock called for her second. Christensen, 1 of 2 at the free throw line for College of St. Mary. First of two here off the front of the rim. Story of the night, Ariel Easton. 8 threes and 30 points tonight for Easton. 2:10 to play. Second free throw for Christensen. Bounds in. So she's got 4 points, and Northwest Missouri State leads it 87-59 with 2:05 to go. Walker dribbles to the right wing with it. Brings it out top of the key. Now over to the right. Finn. Back to Walker. Left side, Blarock. Blarock to Ginther at the elbow. Kicks it over to the right side for Walker. Walker a couple of dribbles. Goes out top of the key. Finn on the drive. Shot knocked away, but a push. And this will send Elizabeth Finn to the free throw line to shoot two. Justice Ross called for her second. Finn, one of two at the free throw line so far tonight. Cats are going to move to 1-2 on the year as the first free throw by Finn bounds out off the back of the rim. Peyton Hagen into the lineup for St. Mary. Second free throw by Finn off the back of the rim. And the rebound to Justice Ross for the Flames. Ross on the left side has her pocket picked. Finn comes up with the steal. Gives it to Walker. Back to Finn. Up with the layup. Good on the right side. Elizabeth Finn with five. And it's an 89-59 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 1:22 to go. Ross over to the right side between the circles for Hagen. And now she tries to cross over, a reach in foul. This will come against Alexa Shaw. That is the first on Shaw. And it will be two shot opportunity at the free throw line for Hagen. And the first one is good. 7 points tonight for Hagen. She's 5 of 5 at the free throw line. Freshman out of Bellevue misses the second. Rebound for Finn. 1:15 to go. Northwest up by 29. In the right corner, Schaaf with it. Goes on the drive. Now out to the top of the key. Walker over to the right. Schaaf inside. Ginther. Layup on the right. Good for Ashley Ginther. It's four for Ginther. 91-60. Northwest Missouri State up. Hagen down the left side of the lane. Goes up with the runner off the glass, and it's good for Peyton Hagen. It's nine for Hagen. 5 of 9 in this second half. Under a minute to go. Northwest Missouri State with it. Finn on the left side on the wing. Brings it out to Blarock, top of the key. Right side for Shaw. She goes on the drive. Up with the runner. Blocked away. And the rebound for Hannah Stafford for College of St. Mary. Hagen will bring it across midcourt with a half a minute to play. 91-62 Northwest Missouri State. Hagen gets it out to the top of the key. Now to Ross on the left wing. Ross with the pass inside. Albury spins. Has to kick it out. Ross will take a three. It's off the back of the rim. And the rebound comes to Morgan Walker. 13 seconds to go. Goes ahead to Finn. Finn with it on the right wing. As Bearcat fans stand, put on their jackets, and they're going to head for the exits as Northwest Missouri State gets the win. 91-62 over the College of St. Mary. They move to 1-2 on the season. We owe you a break before we go to our post game. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799. Or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
State women get the win tonight, 91-62 over the College of St. Mary as Northwest moves to 1-2 on the year. College of St. Mary with their first loss of the season as they had played six games coming into action here tonight, being an NAIA team. But again, the Bearcats with the victory as they cruise to the 91-62 win here tonight. We'll be back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ollinger of Mound City. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the Outdoor Riverwalk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at maryvillemo.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from Brown's Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Biertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
I got at Bearcat Arena after a win for the Northwest Missouri State women, 91-62 over the College of St. Mary. And, John, we heard Coach, or have heard Coach talk a lot about how this is going to be a better offensive team, and I think we got a little bit of a taste of that tonight.
Yeah, did a great job tonight when you look at overall shooting 57% from the field as a team. But the thing I liked about it was that they did it to really both doing a good job getting the ball in the paint. The perimeter shots were going down, good ball movement. The players were moving without the ball, working to get open, and just did a very good job with everything about the offense tonight. Obviously, Ariel Easton had a heck of a night shooting, but really that was just within the offense itself. She wasn't forcing any shots, taking any type of bad shots or anything. When she was open, she was taking it and hitting it. And that was essentially the way the entire team did tonight. Offensively, just a great job.
91-62, the final. Northwest with the win. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. Support also comes from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville. KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers their buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. daily. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union, the bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Owners.
I got a Bearcat Arena after a 91-62 win for the Northwest Missouri State women tonight. It is time for our Extra Effort Award. And, John, it's a pretty easy one tonight. We don't get a lot of easy ones, but no. Ariel Easton with a heck of a night.
No doubt about it. 11 of 15 from the field, 8 of 11 from a three-point range, 30 points, a career high for her. She also had a couple of steals, a blocked shot, and just a great performance out of Ariel, taking shots that were within the offense here and knocking down the shots she was given and just helped pace the Bearcats to the win this evening.
And Easton's 8 threes, one off of the school record for three-pointers made in a game. Kelly Nelson hit 9 against William Jewell several years ago, but still a great performance tonight from Ariel Easton after a 91-62 win for Northwest Missouri State's women. We'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Michael Smith, right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777. And from City of Maryville, home of Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More at Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Jock's Niche Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jock's Niche offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at jocksniche.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville, McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late-night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena after a 91-62 win for the Northwest Missouri State women tonight, joining us is the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. And Coach, we'd be hard-pressed not to start talking about Ariel Easton. You mentioned all the work she did in the off-season, a lot of early mornings and things like that. Well, they seem to help tonight.
Yeah, they have. You know, she's shown signs. Our first two games, she showed a lot of them. She did a lot of the little things, kind of like what she did tonight. She was really talking a lot, trying to get her team involved. And, you know, kind of like what you and I talked about last year, she would have forced and pressed 15 shots a game, you know, just out of rhythm, whatever it may be, just to try, because she wanted to win. And tonight, everything that she took, I thought she took in within rhythm, and they were good looks. And you know, I was really proud of her effort. To be able to shoot it like that, I told her I don't know what she ate before the game, but she needs to eat it this weekend again because, you know, she really, and that's what happens. And she gets in the zone. She's in the zone. She's hard to stop. And you know, but again, I think it all started tonight with just how much energy we brought out of the gate, out of the locker room to really start the game.
Well, and I think too, and not just Ariel, but more opportunities maybe for her because of the different options you have this year that you may not have had last year.
Yeah, you're right. We've got some kids. I mean, Sam finally stepped up a little bit and played like she's capable of. I thought Taylor Scholl played a really good game. You know, she had, over the weekend, Wayne, she had 6 points and 4 assists and 3 steals. You know, just kind of right in there. But tonight she shot the ball, really looked for a shot more, was confident in it. And, you know, and obviously 5 assists to 0 turnovers. I mean, what else can you ask for in a point guard from that standpoint? So it was good to see us get a lead and obviously get all of our bench in to get some minutes because it's going to be key as we continue to move on.
Seems like these first few games kind of play out perfect. You got the first two games against top 25 Division II teams to get a feel for the team, and then tonight, while not as same level of a team, kind of a confidence-building type of game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nothing against College St. Mary. They came in here undefeated, ranked in top 10 in the country in NAIA level, and you know, I know it's a different level, but you're either good or you're not good. You know what I mean? If you're,
yeah,
they were in the national tournament last year. They got everybody back, and so. I told our girls, I didn't think the College of St. Mary had a bad night. I think I think what we did made them out of sync. It kept them out of rhythm. You know, things like that. Their big kid got frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the whole key, was trying to get that big kid frustrated, get her off the court because she's tough when she's in there.
Well, and it seemed like early on that was the game plan, get it into her as often as possible. And once that frustration kicked in, it got harder to do that.
We talked about, hey, we've got 3 posts that we know we can run in at her, and 2 of them are just as big as her,
mm-hmm.
So height and things. And we said, one thing they don't have that we have is the bench. So we push it, tire her out. It's the best of both worlds because the big kid don't get in foul trouble. 6 games, she's had 6 fouls.
Yeah.
She ain't going to get in foul trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
She's going to do what she got to do because she knows she's going to be on the court. So I was really proud of our kids sticking to the plan and having fun.
Yeah.
Goodness.
You mentioned the depth at the post position, but it looks like there's more of that just team round, let alone that one position.
Oh, no, we do. We have kids. And, again, once these freshmen get their feet a little wet, more wet, it's only going to get better, and I know that. I know they're tired of getting kicked in practice against it. Starting kids all the time, but it's going to pay off. They don't see it necessarily right now, but it is going to pay off. They just got to continue to be positive and not get their head down. You know, a couple of them out there tonight, there towards the end of the game, they got their head down. Something didn't go right, got their shot blocked or whatever. I said, hey, play the next play.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. So, good way to start at Bearcat. Hopefully our fans that were here tonight had a good crowd. They got a chance to see our new look. I think, and I'm not just talking about our uniforms.
Yeah.
I think the way that we're going to play this year, and I think it'll be an exciting brand of basketball, and hopefully they'll be back this weekend.
Well, Coach, good game tonight. We'll talk to you this weekend.
All right, thank you.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Again, their win tonight, 91-62 over the College of St. Mary. We'll be back to wrap it up after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron. Support also comes from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Also from Bram Denfeldt Funeral Home in Maryville. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is at 660-582-4421 or at agrestaurant.com.
Support also comes from Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. Also from the Store of Colors at First and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph. The Store of Colors supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 91-62, our final. Northwest Missouri State with the win over College of St. Mary. And we've gotten the week started here. We got a few days. Bearcat fans can kind of take a little bit of a breather, get rested up, and, John, another busy weekend ahead of us this weekend.
Oh, that certainly is. I guess really get started Thursday night with the Bearcat Coaches Show at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Then on Friday, we've got a doubleheader for you. It all starts with the men at 5 o'clock as they face William Jewell. Airtime is 4:40 with the pregame before that 5 o'clock matchup again on Friday. And essentially it's a doubleheader with William Jewell. The men play William Jewell at 5 in St. Joseph, while the women will face William Jewell Friday evening at 7 o'clock here at Bearcat Arena as part of the Winstead Reeves Classic. We'll go right from the matchup in St. Joseph to Maryville for the women's game on Friday. Both of those live along the Bearcat Radio Network. And then on Saturday, it all starts at noon with Bearcat Game Day before the 1 o'clock kickoff as Northwest will face Minnesota Duluth in the opening round of the NCAA Division II playoffs in Duluth. And after that, on the Bearcat Radio Network, it's a 5 o'clock tip-off. Northwest will face Rockhurst, part of the Hillier Classic in St. Joseph. We'll have the pregame around 4:40 or very shortly after our postgame from Duluth, Minnesota. And for the Northwest women, they're in action, again, as part of the Winstead Reeves at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. That'll be a webcast with Northwest, ironically, with Minnesota Duluth on the women's side on Saturday afternoon, that on KXCV.org. So a lot of coming up this weekend on the Bearcat Radio Network, and you can catch it all right here.
And that'll do it for tonight as the Northwest Missouri State women move to 1-2 on the year with a 91-62 win over the College of St. Mary here at Bearcat Arena. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Gorder. So long from Bearcat Arena.